Minnesota Vikings football, the 2010 season. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. From Super Bowl contenders. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. To a losing record. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. And not even making the playoffs. Strange days indeed. Most peculiar, mama. And to cap it off, Mother Nature dumped so much snow on the Twin Cities that the Metrodome's roof collapsed. This meant the last home game of the season on December 20th, 2010, against the Chicago Bears. On Monday Night Football, broadcast to the nation, was played at the University of Minnesota's stadium, outdoors. The first outdoor Vikings home game since 1981. It's cold outside. So KAXE sent me to cover the game. Well, not so much cover the actual game. The Vikings were crushed by the Bears 14-40, but more like to cover the event. So we start this NFL audio adventure with the road trip to the cities and a few stops at some gas stations on the way.
And Monday, partly cloudy, highs 15 to 20. East wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour.
How are the road conditions from Floodwood heading down on 73, do you know?
From what I've seen the last week, they've been really pretty good. Nice and dry, and, you know, they've scraped them all clear. They had ice on the sides, but it seems to be pretty much gone the last couple times I've been driving around. So
you get people come through here all decked out?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
lots
that.
Of Sundays. There will be a lot of customers coming in. Everybody's in, you know, purple and gold, and, you know, they're really jacked about it. They're very vocal fans. Yeah, they enjoy themselves.
Do they behave?
Oh, yeah, as far as I can tell. Yeah, we just get them on the way down and the way back, you know.
So on the way back this year, how has their attitude changed from the way down to the way back?
More subdued. Yeah, not quite too thrilled. I know last week that everyone was really disappointed that Favre didn't start, you know, and broke the little running streak there. I think they were all expecting him to at least try to get to 300, if not, you know, just keep going. But there have been a lot of talks back and forth, but people with they're just not sure that he should have stayed for this year. So
I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own.
There. Sir.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. We're talking football here. You a football fan?
Yeah.
I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
So what football team are you with?
Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns.
I gotta say Cleveland.
Are you a Viking fan?
Actually, no. 49ers. I'm a native Californian.
Oh, really? So what are you doing in northern Minnesota?
My husband's from Minnesota. He was born and raised up in Grand Rapids.
So 49ers?
Yeah. Only. Hi.
Hello. Okay, and what do you think of having the game outside? You know,
I think that would actually be insane. I would never go to an outdoor game in the middle of winter up here. No way. Thanks.
I've heard of the Vikings. Actually, I had tickets to that game Monday.
The Monday night game?
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
No. The only team I'll go out and watch in below zero weather is Cleveland.
Okay. He and I, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, they're the only team I'll go out and watch below zero weather.
Well, I was hoping to watch them in the Metrodome, but now
who knows?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you have any advice for me? Have you ever watched an NFL game when outside?
Yeah, actually, outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to play for Cleveland.
Wait, say that again.
I played for Cleveland.
As in Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, in 04.
As in, you were once an NFL player?
An NFL player.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about here. First interview of the whole thing.
And he's also a local.
It was only a year, but it was interesting. I actually played for Belichick and Nick Saban. Belichick was a player's coach. Much easier to get along with than Nick Saban. You know, I actually played up here in Minnesota, up in Ely, as a college player. And we had to play in, you know, pretty cold weather. You just hope that you're a starter, that you're in the game most of the time, so you stay warm. But other than that, you know, you just try to dress accordingly, you know. But once you're in the game and you're playing, you know, you tend to warm up a little bit. It's the downtime in between when you start to get cold. I know up in International Falls, Stuart Norquist, their head coach, he brings a second set of uniforms so the kids can change at halftime so they're not wet.
Okay, last question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I would have to go with the Patriots and Belichick.
Well, I always have to wish it's the Niners. Right. But I don't know. I'm not really sure if they're going to do it.
A gas station in northern Minnesota.
Correct.
What's the big road that we're leading up to right over here?
That's Interstate 35 right over there.
What are the road conditions?
Oh, the road conditions are great.
People from northern Minnesota, if they're going down to see a game, do you ever see them come in here?
Absolutely, absolutely. We get a lot of traffic. On the way down, they're pretty excited to be heading down to the game, pretty hyped up about what's going to happen. On the way back, like I said, it depends on how the game went. Sometimes they have something to say about how the refs call the shots. And
what's the mood been of fans coming back?
Upset.
What are Viking fans, what do they have to be upset about?
Well, Favre not been doing so great.
I ain't as good as I once was.
Just the overall team has not been producing like they were last year.
Are you a Viking fan?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Because they win sometimes.
Now, what? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Wow, that's tough. Probably Miami. I don't know.
If you were putting together a radio piece about the Vikings, what music would you use?
This year, maybe another one bites the dust. Sorry. Best one I can think of. Another one bites the dust.
Cranberries doing their version of the Carpenter song Close to You at 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. It is Between You and Me. We're talking holiday travel today on Between You and Me.
And you're on the road to the cities. Hope we can hear from you later. Thanks for tuning in. 218-326-1234.
Now we are outside the gates of the U of M Stadium with long lines of people waiting in the snow.
Or accent.
I'm with KXC Northern Minnesota Radio. So, why are you here?
Because I'm
See,
with
history.
My brothers.
History.
History.
We have tickets.
Yeah. We have tickets. We don't want to waste it.
Because I love football and the Vikings.
You guys are the front of the line. What time did you get here?
About 2:30.
Yes. And they're about to open the gates?
Yes.
Just describe what's going on here.
Well, it's kind of chaotic, and they don't know when they're going to open the gates at times. We've been told to have wristbands and not have wristbands. So it's kind of frustrating, but I think it's going to get crazy as you hear everybody in the background
it's
here.
It's getting tense.
It's almost 5 o'clock. They
yes.
said they'd open the doors at 5?
Yep. They said actually a quarter to 5, they said.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
1 minute and counting. Here we go.
It's the final countdown. Let us in! Let us in!
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go in?
Because I'm cold.
Did anyone tell you it's like snowing?
Is it snowing in there?
Yeah. Right, snowing inside, though.
Did you hear that the Vikings, they're not in the playoffs?
I know.
What? You did know that.
Yeah, so why are you here?
Playoffs?
I love the Vikings.
Because he drove to Detroit last week.
The Vikings fans.
Why? Because we planned this trip back in September. We're from Canada, and we coordinated this event from Vancouver to Ontario, all across the board. We came on this day.
Yes, it's snowing outside.
What's your role here?
My role here is to pass out the flyers today.
What I do, I'm a photojournalist with KSTP Television. It's an ABC affiliate here in the Twin Cities.
And this is the talent over here, right? We got the talent here. What's your assignment tonight?
We're here covering basically fans who could potentially get turned away from the game
for
tonight.
When it gets nasty later
on.
Yeah,
and if that's not the case, then students who are waiting.
Where are you from?
La Crescent, Minnesota.
Where's that at?
Southeast part of the state.
All right.
By La Crosse.
Yeah.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Why are you here?
Watch the Vikings.
Football.
We're Vikings fans. Once in a lifetime experience. How often are you going to be able to watch this here?
Fox 9 News, local news reporter covering the game. We'll talk to fans about their experience. Obviously, fans have been in line in the snow, the cold for hours. You want to hear about that. And just coming back to enjoy outdoor football in the snow in Minnesota. It's been 29 years.
How about you? Where are you from?
Downtown Minneapolis.
Why are you here?
I really love Lions. Because I love the Vikings.
Mostly checking people as they come in, make sure they ain't bringing no liquor.
Okay. So this is the scanning entrance?
Right.
To ticket place?
Right.
And what's the procedure? What do they do? Scan?
Scan and check to make sure they ain't bringing any illegal stuff. Okay.
Press coming through? Excuse me, press coming through?
The press pass we got gave me access to the field before the game, and the locker rooms and press conferences after the game. So here are some of the folks you see wandering around the field before kickoff.
What are you doing?
Right now I'm looking for any spots that might still have a little ice on them and salting them. And I'm volunteering to help out the U of M, just moving tarps, moving snow, preparing for the game. I think they pulled off an absolutely miracle getting this field ready, and the crew did a fantastic job to get it in as good a shape as it is.
It's kind of like it's snowing.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, they're going to have fun, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Quick interview with the guys who made this all happen.
We're moving the snow right now. We're just getting it out of the corner so there's more room, you know, to move carts around and stuff. So I've been here since Friday.
No, I'm just a volunteer, just helping out.
Why are you volunteering?
Just to get it going, you know, why not? They wanted help, so I'm here.
It's cold outside.
So what are you doing here?
I've been shoveling snow for the last 6 days, getting ready for the Vikings to play here against the Bears.
Are you one of these paid guys or volunteer guys?
I'm one of the paid guys.
I got my paycheck today. I think I'll spend it like crazy.
So you've been here for 6 days?
Yep, today's my sixth day here.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. Just paying me money. I didn't have anything else to do.
What do you think about the conditions out here?
Conditions are great. I love the snow.
Okay. How long was your shift during those 6 days?
12 hours.
12 hours on?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. What is your job during the game?
We're keeping the sidelines clear for the camera crews.
So you're going to be here the whole game?
I think so. Probably.
That's a choice assignment now, huh? Yeah. I mean, after 6 days of working?
Hey, was never like this.
Oh, no. Where is my happiness? I don't know.
I'm a camera operator for Monday Night Football. I've been with the show since ESPN took it over a few years ago. And the camera I run is a high-speed camera, which is which we shoot 500 frames a second. On a night like tonight, with the snow falling, the wind blowing, it makes for frame-by-frame accuracy of those beautiful little flakes falling. So it makes for a beautiful night of shooting, and I look forward to it. You know, the NFL and Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and the Vikings and everyone, my gosh, the list is long, and who have stepped up and made this happen. The ticket people alone, I can only imagine what they went through. So for us to show up and just set up our world and do it, you know, around what they had to do, We're humbled. We're glad to be here and just put on a good show.
How many cameras are there?
We have 28 cameras. You know, some of them are operated, some of them are, you know, are run with mechanics and things like that, where you have certain machines that run it, you know, where one guy runs two or three cameras, but basically 28 cameras we cover. Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck with the game.
Thank you.
I'm with Northern Minnesota, KXC Radio.
From where?
KXC, Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
I grew up in Bemidji.
No way.
Way.
Northern Minnesota. Okay.
I did.
Did you go to BSU or?
I went to BSU.
When did you graduate from BSU?
1988.
What's your role here?
I'm a photojournalist. I'm with Associated Press.
All right.
And this is Eric Chandler.
All right, very good.
You've got AP and Reuters
all right,
here
the buddies,
so far.
Right. So where are you based at?
I am based out of D.C. now, Washington, D.C. But I worked in Minneapolis for years first before I moved there.
What do you do different on a night like this?
Well, when I came to town, I was scheduled to do games in the Dome. I was scheduled to do the last three games. So I'm trying to keep my gear dry as best I can because I don't have all my gear, my gear for my gear, my protective gear. So.
Now, isn't snow going to hurt cameras?
Snow doesn't hurt it nearly as much as rain would.
Okay,
the snow I can kind of brush off because it's cold enough. I've got some towels inside my bag, my little pouch here, and I'll just keep rushing as much as I can away.
I mean, are you, for AP, do you strictly do sports or do everything?
I do everything.
Whatever they say. How are you liking the NFL assignment?
Well, I've done it for so many years, it's actually kind of fun to do it outdoors for a change like this. I've got on a pair of, you know, long johns, top and bottom, jeans on top of that. These are windproof, waterproof pants. Two pairs of smart wools, a liner under those. These boots are Polar Tech insulated. And I actually took off one of my top layers because I've been running up and down so much. I've got another fleece to put underneath my mountain hardware, windproof, waterproof, everything. Hat, and then a waterproof cap over that.
All right, well, good luck with the game.
Well, say hi to everybody up in Grand Rapids.
I will, all right.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
All right, so you're used to this weather kind of thing.
Last week, same thing, blizzard, yeah.
Oh, you were out there?
Yeah.
So. What are you shooting? Is that a Panasonic P2 or what?
No, this is a Arri SR3. It's a film camera, 16mm film camera, NFL films.
Who do you work with?
Audio for ESPN Studio. We definitely haven't seen worse in the 5 years we've done Monday Night for Snow at game time, but it's part of the fun.
Excuse me,
I'm trying to think how it could get any worse. It's not really bad right now. It's just the wind we're fighting right now, and any snow that could accumulate on the sidelines after this. Having the tarp pulled off so late didn't help with the get us ready.
Yeah, so what do you do to get ready?
Well, we got to get the set out here and the cameras, and we got a pregame show that starts at 6 o'clock Eastern, so the tarp got pulled off at like 5:30, so we're behind a little bit. This is one of the tightest turnarounds we've done all year, but we got it done.
I'm just doing security. I'm standing down here and watching the fans up here and making sure nobody jumps out onto the field.
So are you one of those guys that has to look away from the game the whole time?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Do you get to turn around and sneak a peek every now and then?
I just look right there at the screen.
Oh, so you look like you're looking at the crowd, but really you're watching the game.
Sometimes it's dangerous because during the Gophers games, I've been standing there watching that and people have run by me. And you don't really get the perception of it until they run by you.
Oh, yeah? So you see it when they're on the big screen.
Yeah.
All right, what your assignment is.
University police were our field supervisors for the night, for the police officers working the field.
And what does that mean? What do you have to do?
Security concerns that would come up, we'd advise the officers on what we want to do. We got some specific instructions from the NFL and from the Vikings that they want taken care of, so. Part of it's just because of the inclement weather, they're worried about fans throwing snowballs.
Who we work for?
Yeah.
Minneapolis Police Department.
Okay.
We actually are working off duty for the Vikings.
Oh,
so
I gotcha.
We work for the police department, we wear the police department uniform, but the Vikings hire us on the side to work for them. So we're actually being paid by the Vikings.
Gotcha. So that's why you cover all the games. All
correct. Right. Yep.
So last question, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Who's going to? The Patriots for sure.
Definitely New England.
All right. Thank you very much.
EMS.
Yeah, all right, so tell us, what do you do?
We're here to take care of players or referees on the field that might be injured.
And who do you work for?
I work for Hennepin County Ambulance Service.
Describe what you do.
What I do?
Yeah.
Well, we take care of the patient. I would be the person who drives, and these guys would probably be attending to the patient.
So drive what? What do you call this thing?
The cart. The EMS cart.
Now, do you usually work Viking games?
We all get one a year.
One a year?
Yeah.
So is this yours? Did you get the short
I picked this. No, I picked this in August, thinking it'd be a great game to go to.
Little did you know, huh?
Yes.
So what do you think about doing it outside all that?
I'm good with it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah?
Mm, they might be slipping and sliding a little bit more than usual.
Okay.
We're hoping there's no injuries, but you never know.
Have you ever had to use the heavy-duty back thing, the whole nine yards?
Yeah, once in my career for the Vikings.
Right. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl? Boy. I'll go with Boston. I think they're a pretty good team.
Also wandering the sidelines was Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf.
Everything seems to be coming together. What's your opinion? How's it? Monday Night Football?
Well, it's great. Great to see all the fans here. I mean, like I always said, we have the most passionate fans in the country. And for them to come out here and experience this thing is something that they always heard about from their parents and grandparents. But for them, it's going to be a special day. I can see the enthusiasm out here, and we'll be ready to play.
All right, so what do you say to the fans up in northern Minnesota?
I like to play outdoors. Oh, yeah.
All right, good luck. Thanks,
Thank you.
Chris Carter! Chris Carter! Yeah!
And former superstar receiver and fan favorite Chris Carter.
KXC Northern Minnesota Radio.
How you doing, buddy?
Tell us how you doing. What do you think of this Monday night?
It's doing good. It's awesome. It's kind of nice to be outside. Good, bro. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
We came from Colorado for this game.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, what are you expecting for tonight?
Man, I hope it's a great game. It's a great atmosphere. We got great fans.
How would you like to be playing in a situation like this?
No, I don't. It's a little too cold for me.
Right.
I need a dome to do what I do.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Chris Carter! Best receiver that ever lived!
There was also this guy with a long beard.
They call me Ragnar. I'm the mascot for the Minnesota Vikings. To be very honest with you, in my 16, 17 years of doing this, I have never, ever, ever been exposed to elements like this. Wow. Wow, wow. So, you know, I just was in the corner here and I asked the Viking fans, okay, now what do you think about having an outdoor stadium? And every last one of them went, let's go. So I don't know that I'm ready for that yet. So,
what's your connection with northern Minnesota?
That's where I live. I live in Ely.
What do you usually come out on?
Normally a motorcycle, but the university X'd it. And you know, last week in Detroit, Mr. Ford X'd it. So, but you know what? You want to be respectful. This isn't our house. You know, when you come to my house, I want you to respect it. And you know, that's what we got to do here, and that's what we're going to do. So.
Yeah. So how are you going to do it? How are you going to come out?
Looks like an Arctic cat today. So that's all right. I like snowmobiles too. So
we got the northern Minnesota theme going, huh?
Boy, do we ever! Boy, do we ever!
And a group of young ladies who were all dressed in the same fabulous outfits and had lots of fabulous makeup. Yes, they looked fabulous.
But being from Minnesota, it's definitely not the first time that we've been outside.
Right.
I know myself as well as many of the girls on the team enjoyed doing sports outside. And
is anyone here from northern Minnesota?
No, I have a cabin up there, so I do a lot of cross-country skiing up there and playing outside.
One of the things we're doing is like a fashion statement.
Yes.
You guys aren't wearing Carhartts, so tell me about the layers of clothes that you have to have for weather like this.
Lots of layers. I think that each girl right now has on at least a couple pairs of tights, some spandex, and some black pants, at least two long sleeve layers, and a big coat. And of course, lots of gloves and warmers as well.
Now, you guys do a lot of moving around. Are you worried about injuries in cold weather like this?
We have prepared. We've stretched. We're ready to go. We're warmed up. I think we're going to be good, but we're going to be cautious, but we're going to give the fans what they want to see.
Last one, off the record, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Oh, San Diego.
Have a great game. Thank you very much.
Now we head into the crowd because it's game time.
Ready for some outdoor football? It's game time!
Brett Favre under center. Minnesota begins first and 10 at their 40. Handoff 32, Toby Gerhardt, 3-yard gain, second and 7. Give to Gerhardt to the 49. Tripped up by 71, Israel Adonijay. First down of Minnesota. Passes complete to Percy Harvin. 21 yards. Touchdown, Vikings. Longwell on to attempt the point after. Louis to hold. Kick is good.
Attendance information. Attendance tonight, 40,504. 40,504.
What's it like selling all this stuff at the game?
It's pretty fun. You know,
you got an XL of this?
XL?
Yep. 75, is that right?
70.
Okay. I think that'll fit her.
Let's win this game. Score Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first.
Hot chocolate, free heater.
I'm selling hot chocolate for my dad's business. Sold 2 trays already.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Vikings.
This stadium and this environment should be the tipping point for tearing down that old thing, and this is what this should be like up here. Green Bay's 200 miles further north, and look at how much fun they had when they got that first touchdown. That's a celebration of where you live. That's how it should be played. It's awesome.
Y'all know what to do, okay? To the roof. To the roof. Y'all know what to do, I'm saying. To the roof.
Originally from Bemidji and Monaga.
Monaga, yes.
Okay, now why are you here?
Because it's the first game that we would ever experience outdoors in the snow. Of course we had to go.
But we've been season ticket holders since we met in about 2002. So we drive every Sunday or Monday back and forth from Grand Rapids.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Viking romance.
Yeah, it's so it's like add the snow in, who cares?
Get that Viking romance.
I love the winter weather because I've got my love to keep me warm.
Long johns, leggings, and jeans on, and I have 3 shirts plus the coat, and 2 pairs of socks, and boots on, hat, mittens.
Long johns and sweatshirt. No,
this is great. Awesome.
We need an outdoor stadium. Just rip the top off the dome.
My first outdoor game in 29 years. You kind of have to go to it.
My first outdoor game ever. I got a t-shirt, pair of shorts, insulated boots, sweatshirt, Under Armour, and my jersey, hat, and gloves.
28?
Adrian Peterson, 28.
Long johns, long sleeve, a hoodie, Adrian Peterson jersey, a coat, a blanket, and some mittens.
Well, I'm wearing a full Carhartt outfit with a good old Fran Tarkenton jersey underneath.
What do you think of the game so far? Tell us what the score is.
Bears have 10, Vikings have 7. They just scored.
Bears suck.
It's a good game.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Bears suck. Had to get that in the interview.
Are you a Viking or a Bear guy?
I'm a Vikings fan.
Okay. If you had to think of...
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Woo!
I think we got the Bears suck part.
My job is to do security, basically watching out for illegal stuff, liquor, fights, snowballs at this time of the year. Basically anything that's out of the ordinary.
Has there been anything so far?
Yes, it's been a couple of fights. It's been some medical leaves. Nothing outrageous. Other than a guy running on the field.
So where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Now, how does someone from Kansas City, Missouri end up in on December 20th outside in Minnesota?
Well, I work for CSC, and they needed some extra people to help out with pat downs, and I volunteered to come on up and help them out.
They pay your way?
Yeah, they paid me.
Hotel, everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
So you're looking at the crowd, and there isn't even a screen back there for you to look at. So how's the game going?
I really don't know. I just go on by how the fans react to it. And every now and then catch a little glimpse, turn around, take a little peek. But
are you a fan of any particular team?
I'm a fan of Kansas City Chiefs.
No way.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs. Really? They going all the way.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Give us your bull.
I was born in Chicago, born and raised a Bears fan. We've been to the Super Bowl. We've been twice. We've won one. That's more than the Vikings can say.
Ouch. Keep the faith, baby, yeah. It's
just a matter of time. The game is going awesome. The Bears are looking good. They had a couple penalties, but, you know, they're coming back. Surrounded here by Vikings fans, and they're really vocal, but they quieted down when the Bears scored that touchdown on 1st and 30. Urlacher and Briggs are looking hot.
My sweet home, Chicago.
What just happened there?
It was a beautiful punt by the Vikings. Bears recovered, I think, on the 26-yard line or thereabouts. Good for the Bears. That's good enough.
How about the Viking side of things?
It'll get better.
The impossible dream.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm hoping it's not the Bears. You know, the Eagles might have a chance.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
They're going to get the wild card and they're going to win the playoffs.
Have you told them yet that it's done? You didn't want to break the news because it's outdoors? It's over. I'm sorry.
Shoot. Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Lots of warm clothes. I got a wool jacket on.
What jacket?
Grand Rapids jacket on.
What kind of Grand Rapids jacket?
Hockey jacket. Carhartt pants.
Yep.
And some hunting boots on. And some leather gloves. Oh, and a Grand Rapids hat. Hockey hat.
All right.
Too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What do you think about that?
Okay, I'm starting with smart wool socks, my Ugg boots, I've got long johns, jeans, my snow pants, I've got a Chris Carter jersey on with a turtleneck underneath.
Yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
A jacket underneath there over that, a Vikings jacket, and a homemade knit Vikings cap.
Barnes got five to choose from, got hit, got thrown down, and is shaken up. Corey Wooten, the rookie out of Northwestern, threw Favre to the turf. And the training staff, as has been common, out to look at him.
I just don't know how many of these hits Favre has taken this year.
And you wonder if it'll be the play that ends Brett Favre's career.
Too much pain, too much sorrow.
As part of the Vikings celebration of their 50th anniversary, halftime featured the 50 greatest Viking players of all time.
Wide receiver from 1976 to 1982. Come on! International Falls originally.
Tell us where you're at. This is like a special kind of seat.
This is the loge box section, so you're still outside, but you've got cover over your head, and you've got access to the DQ club room, which is nice because it's warm and it's got amenities like good food and drink.
What kind of drink?
Not alcoholic, yeah, unfortunately. But we've had a lot of hot chocolate tonight, and we stopped at some neighborhood taverns on the way out.
Right.
So it's been fun.
What are you wearing?
I've got my Sorrels. They're 20 years old with wool socks, some ski pants on and long underwear, and a long sleeve t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a vest, and my Woody's Fairly Reliable jacket from International Falls. The classic Letterman's jacket type thing. And
all right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
All right, so tell us what just happened.
Wow, I think Joe Webb just dove in and scored, the rookie, but they marked him out of the two. They'll get it in.
Hey. What do you think of Joe Webb?
You know what? From what I've seen, I think he's better than Tavares Jackson, so we'll see what happens next year. They gave it to him. This will be reviewed. Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, you brought good luck. Thank you.
The Vikings had first and 30, and they gave up a play they shouldn't have. Kyler threw a deep pass to Knox. Corner got beat deep. He got turned around, and I don't know, Knox is fast as hell, so 70-yard pass, touchdown.
What's your impression of the game so far?
It's terrible.
Horrible.
What was your opinion about that last play?
I'm irritated as right now.
Okay. We'll have to beep that one.
Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Goodbye. They're going to Cali.
What song comes to your mind when you think about this season for the Vikings?
All Out of Love by Air Supply.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love.
Pick a song that epitomizes this weird season for the Vikings.
Anybody sing Unpredictable?
Final play of the game.
Wait till zero?
Yeah.
You won a 50, baby.
For the Chicago Bears, and you're in your house.
Have a great holiday season. And from all of us here, go Vikings.
And good night, everybody.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
That's right, Vikings 14, the Bears 40. So we head off to the Bears locker room first and talk with number 55, Lance Briggs, their 6'1", 242-pound linebacker.
Most of the games this time of year are going to have drama. You know, obviously no one was all that happy or, you know, overjoyed about playing on this field, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're still going to play. And regardless of any of the drama, come out with the win, win a division, you know, it's all worth it. You know, I wasn't so much overjoyed with anybody getting hurt, you know, especially Brett Favre, but I was more so happy that Corey Wooten got his first sack.
At number 71, Israeli Idonije, 6'6", 270-pound defensive tackle.
So what do you think about this weather?
I mean, it wasn't cold at all. It was good. Weather was good. Conditions were good. Footing was good. I mean, it was a good day for football.
And then to the Vikings locker room, where we talked with number 71, Phil Lodeholt, 6'8", 343-pound tackle.
Quick interview with Northern Minnesota Radio on your way into the shower. Appreciate it. Everybody up in Northern Minnesota, they don't have a chance to come down and see a game like this, a professional game, because of money or time. But this time it was freezing cold like it is up in Northern Minnesota. What's it feel to you?
How did it feel to me?
Yeah.
It was a little chilly, but I mean, as far as us, we were running around and things like that, it wasn't too bad for us as players. I'm pretty sure it was pretty chilly for the guys in the stands and things, but for us running around as players, it wasn't too bad.
Do you ever do any outdoor stuff, outdoor hunting and sportsman stuff?
I went pheasant hunting once and going ice fishing here sometime this winter.
Is that right? So where'd you go pheasant hunting?
Traxler's.
Yeah? Yeah. And where are you going ice fishing?
I don't know. I'm just kind of signed up with a group and just going along kind of, so I'm not sure where exactly we're going. So.
Would you say that's a perk for playing in Minnesota?
Definitely. I don't think there's too many more places with NFL teams that you can go and do that, so I'd say it's a plus.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
One guy we are definitely looking for was number 69, Jared Allen, 6'6", 270-pound defensive end. He is so into hunting that you can see him on YouTube killing an elk with a spear. KAXE got this exclusive up north interview.
Jared, a lot of people up north are big sportsmen and they all admire you for your hunting. Any of those skills that you have as a hunter, outdoor sportsman, do you find yourself using on the field?
Nah, you know, hunting and football is probably two exact opposites, you know what I mean? It's out here, all that adrenaline energy is used into your favor when you're hunting. I mean, it's, you know, you're trying to calm yourself and not let your adrenaline get to you.
You're not tracking something down. You're not thinking about where they're going.
No. To me, hunting and football are completely separate. Hunting's my way to get away from football and all the craziness.
And then some lady reporter from Fox Sports crashes my exclusive interview and has the audacity to ask Jared about the football game. I mean, come on.
Jared, obviously not the way you guys want to finish with all the hype and the weather and everything. What are your thoughts now after seeing Brett go down and then seeing the final score today?
I mean, what can you do? I mean, we got our butts handed to us. Plain and simple. Hats off to the Bears. They deserve to win the game. I mean, they kicked our butts in every facet of that game.
Maybe the last time, I don't know.
Well, as it turned out, this was Brett Favre's last game. So we are going to wrap up this audio adventure into the world of the Minnesota Vikings with Brett's post-game press conference.
To be honest with you, I didn't know if I could throw until I went out in pregame. I threw, I would say, three or four passes maybe three days ago, and maybe 10 yards and couldn't throw. I knew it was the last home game. Yeah, it was not in the Metrodome, but it would be my last home game, period. Play long enough, you see just about anything. You take just about any hit. You play long enough, you're going to get your bell rung. I'm surprised it hadn't been rung a lot more than it has been. Or maybe it has, I have no idea. But, you know, I don't know what this concussion. It's one of the few times I kind of went blank there for a while in my career. I wouldn't say it was necessarily the hit as it was how it was when I hit the turf. My last pass was just as much fun as my first one, and it was a great opening drive. Probably should have went straight up the tunnel after that. Do I regret playing? Absolutely not. I wanted to play, and I wanted to play well enough. Wish I could have lasted, but I don't regret the decision. I think my stubbornness, hard-headedness, and stupidity at times has enabled me to play for 20 years.
I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can.
But I wouldn't trade it this season, last season, or the 20 years for anything. So I don't think there's a lot of guys who can end their 5 years, 10 years, 15, in my case, 20-year career, and say that they don't regret anything. So, again, I don't regret it. I wish it would have turned out differently, but, you know, I gave it a try.
Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention.
I wouldn't call that an investigation or anything.
What I had to do.
Brett, KXE, Northern Minnesota, out of Grand Rapids. There's a bunch of fans up there who never got a chance to see you play. What do you have to say to them?
I think for me, and I look at it not as a last game, but as a career. You know, I hope that's the way people look at it, fan or not a fan. You know, it didn't turn out this year, did not turn out the way we would have hoped, but I'm very proud of my tenure here in Minnesota. But, you know, for me, it's been 20 great years. I'll say it again, it's been a great run. A great ride. I hope that for those fans and for fans in general, that they got their money's worth, whether it was on TV or in person. That's what I would say. So it's about time to relax and on to the next phase.
Turn out the lights.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Tomorrow starts the same old thing again.